And now Israeli forces have shot and killed 3 Palestinians in the besieged Gaza Strip. Nearly 250 others have also sustained injuries. Victims are among protesters gathering along the so-called buffer zone with Israel as part of the weekly Great Return March rallies. Now, protesters began in late March and are demanding Palestinian refugees be given their right to return to their homeland. Israeli forces, mostly snipers, have killed around 200 Palestinian protesters since the beginning of these Great Return March rallies. Joining us now out of Northern California is Mr. Paul Lurie from the Free Palestine Movement. Hello, Paul. Pleasure to have you back on the program. Your thoughts, Paul? Another 3 people killed, a 14-year-old, 21-year-old, and we hear nothing out of Washington or London or anyone out of the West with respect to what's happening with protesters in Gaza getting gunned down every week now since March 31st.
Well, it's not quite true that we're hearing nothing. We're hearing support for Israel's killing of the Palestinians, the starving and starving them, and support for Mahmoud Abbas for preventing funds from reaching Palestinian authority employees in Gaza. And, you know, it's the whole world, including the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank, is fighting against Gaza. But they're fighting against all the Palestinians, and this is going exactly the way that Israel wants it. There's no reaction. We don't expect a reaction anymore when people are killed, unless they're killed at 200 at a time, and I'm not even sure then.
Right, and Paul, and it's funny you mentioned the whole UNRWA thing and, you know, starving them and trying to starve the Palestinians into submission. We saw the PLO offices get shut down there in Washington. My question to you, I mean, and what was the U.S. justification for doing that? They said they haven't seen the Palestinians take a single step toward or a constructive step toward peace with Tel Aviv. My question to you, what step has Washington taken in the last 6 months and last year, to be specific, we don't have to go back 70 years, but just in the past, since Donald Trump came into office, what steps did Washington take to try to, you know, promote peace between these two entities? And what has Tel Aviv done in the last year since Donald Trump came in, year and a half, towards peace with the Palestinians?
Israel and the United States are not trying to starve the Palestinians into submission. It's not submission that they want. They want the Palestinians to disappear from the face of the earth. And their purpose is not to achieve peace. It's to achieve ethnic cleansing. It's to make them all disappear and for all the land to be filled only by Jews and people and loyal people to the state of Israel. It is to make Palestine into a Jewish state, the whole thing, with as few Palestinians as possible. Any Palestinians that you find existing in this space at any time, they're targets, and they're targets to be expelled or killed, or at the very least marginalized economically and politically, wherever they are. The idea is to get rid of them. The model is the United States. 500 indigenous nations existed before the settlers came from Europe and created the United States, which is even today committing ethnic cleansing against Native Americans. So this is the objective of Israel. They want the Palestinians to disappear as a people.
Wow, Paul. Thank you for joining us once again on the program. It's Paul Lurie there from the Free Palestine Movement joining us out of Berkeley, California.